This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we mosey further along in the Psalter with Psalms 61 through 64. Lead me to the rock. My soul waits for God alone. Trust in Him at all times. My soul thirsts for You. And hide me from the wicked. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Almighty God, in His mercy, has given His Son to die for you, and for His sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by His authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us pray. O Lord, keep your family, the church, continually in the truth faith, that relying on the hope of your heavenly grace, we may ever be defended by your mighty power, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The Old Testament lesson is Isaiah chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the thresholds shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for." And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here am I. Send me." This is the word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 5th chapter. On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing into him to hear the word of God, Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were standing cleaning their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help him. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am an unclean man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men." When they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We may think of the Christian church as an oasis in the desert, where our Lord heals the sick, teaches many things, and then prepares us for a supper of bread and fish. We may picture the Christian life as a journey. Having followed Jesus to the cross, we head out on the road to Emmaus, where our Lord walks beside us and, turning from guest to host, reveals himself in the breaking of the bread. We may think of the church as a place of peace made possible by his crucified and risen body. Or on any given Sunday morning, we may think of the Lord who lights a charcoal fire and feeds us a breakfast of bread and fish. So also the evangelist would have us envision the church as a boat that takes us across life's stormy seas until, God willing, we safely reach the other side. By his preaching, we are brought near, and through baptism, we are brought on board. And while we cross the sea, we are comforted by his presence, aided by his prayers, offered up on the mountaintop of God's right hand. And when the boat is tossed about and takes on water, the Lord says to us, "Do not be afraid, ego eimi, for he is our very bread of presence." As St. Peter touched upon and Cyprian taught, the church is our ark of salvation. But analogies go only so far. For while we confess the one holy Christian and apostolic church, so also do we find ourselves in many little congregations. Sometimes we may wish that our Lord had never ascended into heaven, wish that he were here to do the preaching and the teaching. But there is work to be done. The harvest of fish is great, and the fishermen are few. But are we up to the task? Only a fool would answer quickly. As Christians, it is good to bow in God's presence, to kneel in humility, to wear the sackcloth and ashes of repentance. How much more so as pastors who serve at his altars and speak in his name. With Isaiah, we say, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips." Like Simon Peter and every fisherman worth his sea salt, we will say, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man." But the Lord has called many who are here today among us, and many more of you are in the call process, which we call seminary. And soon the Lord will send you out into the sea that you might cast down your nets. And he will say to you, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will catch men, and your nets will not return to you empty." Yes, the church is the place of God's presence, but maybe the church growth people have a point. It's also a business, a fishing business. But we shouldn't be tempted to think of our congregations as a kind of independent enterprise. Instead, we are part of a franchise, or better yet, a corporate body. Though we may find ourselves in many vessels, we really are all in the same boat. So it is. Some gardeners have a tough row to hoe, and some are blessed with fertile soil. So also some fishermen are sent into waters teeming with fish, so much so that the fish seem to be jumping into the boat, while others row in waters where the fish are few and far between. But we should not make too much of the successful fishermen, nor should we disparage the one who is struggling, nor let us fall into thinking that this is some sort of a competition. I remember back in the day finding out that one of my members had been married in another congregation up the road. Why wasn't I told? Another went here or there to have a daughter baptized. I recall pastors rejoicing that their church had grown not by conversion, but by transfer, sometimes for good reasons, and at other times because of personality, discontent, or escape. But that's the sort of thing that happens when we think only of the congregations and not of the church.
That is what happens when we forget that we are part of a ministerium. So again, consider Peter, James, and John. For in their calling, we see our own common calling into the ministry. Luke tells us that John and James worked alongside Peter. And when Peter's net was full, he signaled to his partners in the other boat to come and help. Here, the Greek word for partners is metoikoi, which is the essence and the incense of communion. We are told again that James and John were partners with Peter. But this time, the Greek tells us that they were in koinonia with Simon. That is, they were in fellowship with Peter. The apostles were meant to be more than partners. They were called into the fellowship of fishermen and a communion fellowship with the Lord and with all those that their nets brought aboard. What of it? No matter the size, place, or prominence of the congregation to which you are assigned, whether it may be likened to a great ship or a small dinghy, we are all in this together. When one woman finds a coin, all the women rejoice. When one shepherd finds a sheep, we all join the party. The gold medal goes to the team, so also the victor's crown. Your success is mine, and your disappointments are mine and mine yours. For as Christians, we are members of one body, and as pastors, we become members of a band of brothers, a fishing fellowship, a business in which we are all shareholders. Cramer Chapel has all the trappings of a great ship, and it's a pleasure to be aboard. But that's not why you came here. You came because you wanted to set sail on your own, to be fishers of men. And all God's people count it a privilege to be part of this great enterprise in fishing boats great and small, until we reach, by God's hard-won grace, the other side. Amen.
I believe in God, Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand.
In our prayers, we remember Christopher Barnicoff as he mourns the death of his brother Keel. Confident that our Heavenly Father hears our prayers and delights in answering them, let us lift our voices on behalf of the church and for all people according to their needs. Gracious Lord, give courage and confidence to all who carry your name into the world. Strengthen those who are hated and reviled for your name's sake, that they may not only keep the faith, but boldly proclaim your word, as did the prophets before us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, give those who have been entrusted with the authority of government in this country and throughout the world the spirit of wisdom, that there may be justice and peace for all. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God, your mercies never fail us in our time of need. Grant comfort to those who have lost all hope and are contemplating suicide. Give us the opportunity to speak to them the hope that is in us, even Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O According to your good and gracious will, grant a return to health and strength to those who are sick or hospitalized. Give them patience during their time of affliction and faith to recognize your healing hand at work through those who care for them. Grant comfort as well to Christopher and all those who mourn his brother's death, that they might know the consolation that comes from you alone. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Father, those who trust in you are truly blessed. Grant repentance and faith to all who approach your altar this day to receive the body and blood of your Son, that they may be confidently joined to him and receive full pardon and peace. Lord, in your mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For what had been hidden from before the foundation of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him being found in the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat this body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament.
Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
with you always.
body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.